AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The government's February jobs report came in well below expectations. Ed Donahue has a report.
KPMG chief economist Diane Swonk says the numbers are very weak.
92,000 jobs were shed during the month, and the one pillar of the economy, healthcare and social assistance, actually lost jobs.
The jobs report adds to the economic uncertainty over the war with Iran, which has caused oil prices to surge. Swonk pointed out a bad combination in these numbers.
What we saw was the number of people who were employed fell along with the number of people who are unemployed rose.
The unemployment rate rose slightly. Swonk says what she is seeing is very unusual.
I call it a jobless boom. We've seen economic growth without major job gains.
The outlook for the jobs market and the entire economy is clouded by the war with Iran. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump appears to be ruling out talks with Iran short of its unconditional surrender. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked about the timeline for military action.
The achievable objectives of Operation Epic Fury we expect to last about 4 to 6 weeks.
Israeli warplanes pounded Tehran and Lebanon's capital, Beirut, today. Sam Mednick reports from Israel's northern border.
We have been hearing interceptions and drones coming pretty much constantly for the hour and a bit that we've been here with the army. Hezbollah entered this war after a joint attack from the United States and Israel on Iran, saying that it was in retaliation for the killing of Iran's supreme leader. The army has said here that they are going to do what it takes to defend the communities. They're refusing to evacuate Israelis from the villages here. They have put soldiers in front of the villages in order to protect them. They're going to advance further into Lebanon, and this could take weeks or even months.
Oil prices spiked to their highest since 2023. That and the weak jobs report sent stocks tumbling. This is AP News. In Chicago this afternoon,
former Democratic presidents Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and Joe Biden joined thousands in a Chicago church for a celebration of the life of the late Reverend Jesse Jackson.
The message he sent to a 22-year-old child of a single mother with a funny name, an outsider, was that maybe there wasn't any place, any room where we didn't belong.
They joined mourners in paying a final public tribute to the civil rights legend, Jackson's son, Yusuf Jackson.
His record standing firmly on the side of justice.
Memorial services drew large crowds in South Carolina, where Jackson was born. I'm Mike Hempen.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.